Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Apache-inspired mid-bass in Ableton Live 12 with a proper jungle swing feel, aimed at Raga Elements style drum and bass. This is not just about making a bass patch that sounds heavy, it's about making the bass line move like part of the drum kit, so it locks into the break, breathes with the groove, and still leaves room for the sub to stay solid and clean. A lot of basses in modern DNB are strong on sound design, but the rhythm is what gives them life. If the phrasing is flat, the whole drop can feel stiff, even if the sound is massive. So today we're treating the bass as a rhythmic instrument first, and a sound design element second. That mindset is the difference between a loop and a proper record. First thing, we separate the sub from the mid-bass. This is essential. Create two MIDI tracks, one for sub and one for mid bass. On the sub track, load operator or waveatable and build a simple sine-based low end. Keep it clean. No unison, no stereo spread, no fancy processing. If the source has extra harmonics, gently low-pass it around 80 to 100 Hz, and use utility to keep the width at zero so the sub stays mono and stable. On the mid-bass track, this is where the character lives. Load waveatable, operator, or analog. Start with a saw or square-based sound, or a rich waveatable that gives you enough harmonic material to work with. The idea is to create something that can respond well to saturation and filtering. Add saturator and EQ8 after the synth, because this layer is going to carry the bite, the motion, and the attitude. Now let's shape the actual tone. In waveatable, choose a waveform with a decent amount of harmonic content. A saw-based start is usually a good move, because it gives you energy in the mids once you push it. You can keep oscillator 2 off, or add just a tiny bit of detune if you want some width in the harmonics, but don't go too wide. In this style, focus is more important than size. Set your filter to low pass 24 if you want a solid, punchy movement, or band pass if you want a more nasal, talking character. Start the cutoff somewhere around 180 to 400 Hz and bring the resonance up a little, maybe 10 to 30%. You want the bass to have a face in the mids, not just a generic rumble. If the envelope amount feels right, the note will hit with a little snap and then settle back, which helps it feel more percussive. For motion, use the LFO in waveatable or even autopan if you want a simple rhythmic movement. Start with a rate around 1/8 or 1/16, but keep the depth subtle. Around 5 to 15% is usually enough if the bass is already dense. You can map that movement to waveatable position or filter cutoff to create a rolling, talking motion. That's really the Apache vibe right there, not a smooth Reese cloud, but something with a vocal-like pulse. Now comes the rhythm. This is where the bass starts acting like part of the break. Write a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase that feels like call and response. Don't just lay notes on the grid and hope the groove appears. Place notes so they answer the snare, not just the kick. Leave space for ghost notes. Leave room for the chopped break to breathe. In jungle and raga influence DNB, silence is part of the groove. A good starting phrase might have one low tonic stab on beat 1, then a response on the off beat, then a longer note that carries into the next bar. Keep the note count low at first. 3 to 5 notes per bar is often enough. A bass line can feel huge even when it's actually very sparse, as long as the placement is right. Here's an advanced tip. Check your bass against the snare transient, not just the kick. In this style, the snare is often the real anchor for where the phrase should land. If the bass is slightly behind the grid, it can create that relaxed jungle pull. If you push one note slightly early, it can add urgency. Don't quantize every note perfectly. Leave a little human movement in there, but keep the notes that lock to the drum backbone solid. Now we add jungle swing. Ableton's groove pool is perfect for this. You can drag in a swing template, or extract groove from a chopped break if you want the bass to inherit the feel of the drums directly. Apply the groove lightly to the mid-bass MIDI clip, not blindly to everything in the project. Usually I'd start with around 10 to 25% timing and 5 to 20% velocity. Keep random low unless you want a looser, more chaotic jungle feel. A really important detail here is that the sub should stay more rigid than the mid-bass. Let the sub remain tight and centered, while the mid layer carries the swing and personality. That way, the low end stays reliable, but the groove still feels human. If the bass line starts feeling drunk instead of dancing, you've probably overdone the groove. Jungle swing should feel alive, not sloppy. Next, we shape the tone with processing. Add saturator to the mid-bass, and start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on if you want more controlled peaks. Then level match with the output so you're hearing the effect, not just the loudness. After that, use a EQ to carve out space. A gentle cut below around 80 to 120Hz helps keep the sub clear. If the sound gets muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 500Hz. If it feels dull, a careful broad lift around 800Hz to 2kHz can bring the character forward. If you want a more modern, aggressive tone, roar can work really well here too. Just keep it controlled. We're not trying to destroy the bass. We're trying to make the upper mid speak with attitude. A little drive can go a long way. Now let's glue the bass to the drums. Use sidechain compression on the mid bass, triggered from the kick or drum bus. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good starting point. Attack between 1 and 10 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You usually only need a few dB of gain reduction. The goal is not an obvious pump unless that's the vibe you want. The goal is to carve a pocket so the drums have authority. If the kick and snare are fighting with the bass, remember that the bass doesn't need to be louder to feel stronger. It needs to be better placed. If the mid-bass is masking the snare, try reducing note lengths before reaching for more processing. Very often the issue is phrasing, not tone. Now let's bring in some ragga attitude. Raga-style bass works best when it feels like it's answering a voice or a chant. Even if there is no vocal, you can simulate that by varying the density and articulation of the phrase. Make one version of the clip with the main groove, then duplicate it and create a second version with a pickup note, an octave stab, or a slightly different ending. A strong trick is to use ghost note swaps every 4 or 8 bars. Replace one repeated note with a short pickup note. That tiny change can make the whole phrase feel more human. Another great move is rhythmic subtraction. Instead of adding more notes, remove one just before the snare. That missing hit can create more pressure than a fill. If you want the bass to feel even more alive, automate the filter cutoff or wavetable position only on the call phrase, and leave the response phrase more stable. That gives the bass a conversation-like quality. You can think of it as a main line and a reply line. If the first phrase rises, let the variation fall. If the first phrase lands early, let the second one land late. Those small oppositions keep the loop from going stale. At this point, it can really help to resample the bass. Once you've got a phrase that feels good, print it to audio on a new track. This gives you more control. You can chop the audio, reverse a few hits for tension, or drop in a tiny glitch fill near the end of the bar. You can even duplicate the audio and make a second layer with heavier distortion. High-pass it a bit more, and blend it underneath the main bass for extra edge. That resampling step is one of the most useful advanced DNB techniques, because it turns a MIDI loop into something you can actually arrange like a record. It also makes it easier to create one-off moments that feel special. A single reversed hit or a chopped fill in the last bar can make the drop feel much more intentional. When you arrange this across a tune, think in sections. Start with an intro that teases the groove through filtered drums, bass hints, and maybe a ragga vocal chop. In the build, strip the low end and open the filter gradually. Then in the drop, let the main Apache phrase hit with full drum and bass interaction. After that, create a switch up, remove a kick, change one note, or reduce the bass for a bar before the return. That kind of subtraction makes the next hit feel much harder. For the second drop, don't just make it louder, make it different in density or movement. You could add a more distorted bass layer, an octave up answer note, or a chopped audio fill. You could also leave a bar with reduced bass before the return, because in darker DNB, silence really is power. One bar of restraint can make the next bar feel huge. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the bass too wide, keep the sub mono, and always check your mix in mono to make sure the low end still holds together. Don't let the mid bass fight the kick and snare. Carve space and sidechain it properly. Don't overgroove the bass. If it feels too loose, pull back the timing or keep more notes locked. And don't write a bass line that ignores the break. The bass should behave like part of the drum arrangement, not like a separate melody floating on top. If you want a darker, heavier result, try a parallel edge layer. Duplicate the mid bass, high pass it, distort it harder, compress it, and blend it quietly under the main layer. That gives you bite without wrecking the core sound. You can also try a subtle nasal band pass layer underneath for more Apache character. Very small pitch movement on the top layer can add life too, but keep it tasteful. The goal is tension and movement, not chaos. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a simple 2-bar loop with only 4 to 6 notes in the mid-bass. Use short stabs and one longer answer note. Apply a light groove, around 15% timing and 10% velocity. Add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. Cut the mid-bass below 100Hz with EQ8. Add sidechain compression from the kick. Then duplicate the clip and make a variation with one pickup note or octave hit. If you've got time, resample 8 bars and chop a fill into the last bar. The main goal is simple. Make the bass talk to the drums. If the groove feels right on a plain tone, the patch will only improve it. If the phrasing is working, the sound design will make it even better. That's the real secret of this Apache-style jungle swing approach in Ableton Live 12. Keep the sub clean. Keep the mid-bass rhythmic. Use swing lightly and let the arrangement evolve. Do that, and your ride of DNB drops will feel heavier, more human, and way more alive.